It's time. It's time for the two of you to enjoy each other. It's time for the two of you to relax. Time for the two of you to be really present in this moment with each other. There is a lot of baggage and more than a few misconceptions that come when you use the word hypnosis. Maybe one of you, or both of you, are new to the idea. New to exploring this particular sensual pleasure. I want to let you know, though, that it's not like what you watch in movies or on TV. And in fact, trance is a natural state that people achieve all the time on their own. Almost everyone has had a day where they've made it home and don't remember their commute, or a moment where they were watching a movie and were so into it that they couldn't hear someone sitting next to them saying their name. Or when they were doing something repetitive and soothing, knitting or washing dishes or brushing their hair, and they just zoned out, lost themselves to their thoughts. People call it a lot of things. Going on autopilot, or zoning out, or sometimes even daydreaming. All that hypnosis is, all that trance is getting to that place intentionally. And everyone can do it. No one will do it wrong. You have all the skills that you already need, and as you practice and as you play, you'll just get better and better and better. This is a safe place where you won't do anything that you don't want to do. Where you won't do anything that's impossibly out of character or against your moral alignment. This is just fun. It's just delightful. It just feels good. And that, my lovelies, is enough. I want you to settle in together, next to each other on the bed. I want you to be undressed completely. But you should, of course, feel free to get under blankets and sheets if that makes you comfortable. Lie still next to each other. Be cozy and relaxed. Hold hands with each other and close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath for me. Take a nice deep breath in and out, in and out. Breathe deeply and slowly. Listen to your own breath. Listen to your partner's breath. Feel their minuscule little movements. The rustling of the sheets and the settling in. Breathe and listen. Breathe and relax. Breathe. And allow yourself to begin to let go. We all have so many things in our life, so many responsibilities and anxieties and worries, hang-ups. This moment, right here and right now, is a special, sensual, sacred moment. And I invite you to take all the things that worry you and creep into your mind and want to draw your attention away. Take those things and just set them down. Imagine them in tidy little labeled boxes right outside the door of your room. They're not going anywhere. They'll wait on you. And when you're done, you may pick up as many of them as you would like and take them with you on your day. But for now, they can wait. For now, it is you and your partner in this moment together. If something else, something new comes up for you, it is so easy to imagine putting a label on a box and putting it tight inside and stacking it out there with the rest of the things that you can sort through later. With all of the things that you've put down for a while. It feels good to relax with your partner like this. And it feels good to be intentionally intimate like this. This is powerful and important. This is sacred and delightful. And it is also fun and sexy and sensual and playful. Smiling and giggling are totally allowed. blushing and being shy is totally allowed. Whatever your feelings are, they're right, and we'll move through them gently and slowly as we build a delicious little playground for the two of you to enjoy. Roll on your side to face each other. You can still leave your eyes closed if you'd like. Keep holding hands. Snuggle in, close, but not quite touching. Breathe, and feel with every breath a warm bubble of pleasure starting to expand. It starts in your chest, and with every breath, it gets bigger. With every breath, it grows. Your partner has their own. And as your bubbles get bigger and bigger, they'll start to touch and combine. Start to swell together until the two of you are cocooned in a warm, sexy, energetic bubble that keeps out everything you want out and holds in all the good feelings, all the deliciousness. It is so good to be here with your partner, to be here intimate together. Gently take your hand and slide it up to your partner's heart chakra. It's located right on the chest, directly between the breasts, right there on the sternum, equidistant between the nipples. Breathe. Breathe in that good energy, and as you breathe it out, press that breath out through your hand and into your partner. Press that breath and feel your partner in a new way. Feel that connection there, the beating of their heart and the rhythm of their breath, and their own warm, delicious energy. Start thinking your favorite thoughts about your partner. Think yummy thoughts about how they make you feel, about how much you love and enjoy them and their body and the things they do to you and with you. Infuse that energy with a color that lets them know how you're feeling about them. This is a moment of focus. awareness of perfect love, of compassionate acceptance and acknowledgement of your partner's sensuality and sexuality. They are beautiful. They are perfect. They have so much limitless sexual energy, and you yearn to share it with them, to tap into it with them, to explore it with them. As your connection gets stronger and stronger, let your hands begin to wander. Let fingertips touch, trace, trickle lightly over their body. Every part of your partner's body is erogenous when it's touched with intention. Spend time lightly touching with your fingertips everywhere that calls out to you, everywhere that's aching to be touched. Neglect nothing. Neglect nowhere. The curve of a waist. The small of the back. Fingers along a neckline or a jaw. Buried in the hair. Tracing over the curve of a stomach. Everything about your partner is sexy, special, sacred. Nothing about your own body is anything less. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be touched. Allow your partner to feel every inch of you. And if there is a scar or stretch mark, if there is stubble or smooth curve of flesh that doesn't always please you, remember how you are looking at your partner's body, how you are touching them with reverence and awe and sensuality, and allow them to touch you the same way. Know that every part of you is beautiful and perfect and open to your partner. Every part of you is just as it should be, right here and right now, right in this moment. And you deserve to be touched and reveled in, and to enjoy yourself, and to be enjoyed. Let your fingertips start to press a bit harder, to stop tracing and touching and begin to feel, to cup, to massage and rub and squeeze. take turns with each other. Allow yourself to receive touch for a moment. Allow yourself to be open to your partner and concentrate on how good it feels to be touched. Allow yourself to just receive. Allow yourself to not perform, to not worry about how you look or sound. Be as quiet or as noisy as you want. Allow yourself to just authentically receive. And as you flow with each other, switching between giving and receiving as it feels right, allow yourself to be fully checked in with your partner as you give, coming from a place of wanting to give pleasure, a place of wanting to give without expectation or agenda. Allow yourself to give without taking any reaction or lack of reaction as personal. This is not about you. This is about your partner. As you breathe with them and touch and focus on them, you will know, you will notice, you will understand what brings them joy and pleasure. What places are challenging for them to be touched? What places don't do much for them? Your partner's breathing and reactions will tell you all you need to know. You simply need to focus. As you take turns with each other, giving and receiving, begin to guide your partner's hands to the places you want to be touched the most. Begin to show them how you want them to touch you. Lay your fingertips over theirs. Guide them. Show them intensity, speed, direction, and technique. Allow yourself, as you give, to be guided without ego. Be reverent and respectful of the gift that your partner gives when they guide you. This is a key that they're handing you to a special and powerful place. Pay attention. Remember. Focus. practice. As you move with each other in a place of flow, there will be a rising intensity. Allow it. Allow yourselves to keep giving and receiving as you move through this pleasurable, delicious journey together. Take it wherever the two of you want to take it. To mouths and tongues and teeth. To penetration. To toys. To orgasms. To fingernails or fingertips. Hair petting or pulling, snuggling, or simply being together. Allow yourself to play, to be vulnerable and sexual, delightful and delighted. Do what feels right. I'm going to pull the curtain of privacy now and leave the two of you alone together. Take all the time you'd like. You know how to do this. You know how to do this. And when you're done and you've basked in the afterglow, allow your partner to help you come back. As you help your partner come back, when you're ready and you're done, it will be easy for the two of you to slide out of trance together and come back to earth feeling rested and refreshed and relaxed and so good. For now, for the two of you, privacy, pleasure, power. Enjoy it, and enjoy each other, and enjoy your own perfect, powerful self.